Malachim's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schluss for Rabbi Moni Meresi Sheyichyu. And Fuaz Kol Chole Amo Yisrael, Kol Echad B'Shema HaTov Yivarach. We're going to be learning B'Siyata D'Shmaya, Tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Tshuvis, Chelek Aleph, in his Psakim, in Simon Zion. Very interesting Tshuva. What Tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger isn't interesting? And we're going to be using the Chizah Be'ekev, a wonderful, wonderful parish on Shuvas Rebbe Kiva Eger. And we'll begin, Uvda Baliyad Liyadi Po Kihilas Friedland Shebalakan Sofer Mumche V'imo B'no Gadol K'tas Bekoma. So a Maisa that came to me in Friedland place, and there was a certain Sofer, a certain scribe, an expert scribe, and he comes to me with his son, a tall boy, and the father says he's 16 years old. And he helps me write stam, write Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzas. And I protested. I said, "What's going on over here? It says in Nida Beperek Yotzei Dofen." Not that Rava has his famous Chazaka de Rava, that a Ketana who reaches age 12, you don't have to check her because it's a Chazaka that she brought her two pubic hairs and she's reached adulthood. That's only in Dinei de Rabbanan like Mion that she can still refuse a marriage, a rabbinic marriage, until she's 12. And therefore you don't have to check. You assume once she's 12 it's too late. So midrabanan you have a chazaka de rava. But midoraisa lechalitza, to say that she's can do chalitza, that she's already a gedola, for deraisa you need bedika. Imken huadin benidun didan, the cave in the pot, cut and puzzle, midoraisa. Lexivas stam, loisam chinen achazaka, uboi bedika. A cotton, since he's puzzle, lexivas stam, midoraisa. We're not somech on a chazaka, and he requires a bedikah. So he said, "What are you relying on your son to help you write Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzas for?" V'hinei asofer amar shekein noag b'fnei kama gedolim v'lo patzu per limchos bo v'reisi lo mefurish shekein kosev magen avram hilchos tefillin reish simen lamed tes. V'yamagin Avram Ramas Sham l'simen unhei v'simen kuvtzadi tes sif yud haynu d'sham hichlit d'betfila d'rabanu chadaris samchinen al chazaka d'rabbi yachol hotzi acherim aval hotzi acherim rebirkas hamozin shu doi raisi v'chadoyme tzarech bedika. So the Magen Avram writes mafurish in Simen Reish Lamed Tes at the beginning that we're not somech and chazaka d'rabba l'ksivas tefillin, and it's mashma that his reason is that if a cotton is pasul midaraisa, the chazaka de rab is not going to be effective. Because after the Magen Avram writes this din that we're not somech and chazaka de rab l'ksivas tefillin, he sends you to simen nun hei seif hei, v'hagav seif tes, v'simen kuf tzadi tes seif yud. And what he means is that in simen nun hei, it's mavur that we're somech and chazaka de rab l'tfila de rabbanin v'chadoyme. And in kuf tzadi, in other words, when he reaches 13, he can be chazen and be motzi others. In kuftzari tes, we see that we're not somech and chazaka de rabba, lenin birkas hamazon. So the Magen Avram wants to show us that this is a chilik like this, that bedinim de rabbanon kitfila samchin and achazaka de rabba, but not ledinim de raisa like birkas hamazon. And therefore, we see like the chilik of the Gemara between miun and chalitza, that for the rabbanans were somech and chazaka de rabba, and for the raisas we're not somech and chazaka de rabba. Continues Rabbeinu Rabbi Kiva Eger, ulechor yesh lefakpek bazeh. Dein raya me chalitza, di eshloimer dafka be chalitza, di ischazek iser, yevama, bashuk, behave cheskas iser, neged chazaka de rava. Avo ba'alma yesh leimar. Af b'da'iraisa. Samchinen al chazaka de rava. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's not so pashut. This yisod of the Magen Avram, who explains that the chiluk between miun and chalitza is because miun is derabanan, and therefore we're mekel, we're somich and chazaka derava, and chalitza is doiraisa, and we're not somich and chazaka derava. And he made a klal from this, and he concluded that even the ksivas stam shekotan pasul midoiraisa, the chazaka of rava is not going to be effective, because we can explain the chiluk of the Gemara between miun and chalitza in an ander oifen, in a different way. How? That by chalitza there's a cheskas isur yavam alashuk. By chalitza we have a chazaka that after her husband dies, this yavama is asur alashuk. She's not allowed to marry anybody, and therefore, keneged this cheskas iser, the chazaka de rav is not going to be effective. That masha'en came when we're somech on the chazaka of rav by miyun, it's because there's no chazaka against it. Because adarabba, she's becheskas that she hasn't yet done miyun. And therefore now also, when she reached the age of 12, she can no longer, her miyun's no longer going to be effective. So by chalitza, the reason we're not samech and chazak of the rab is not because it's doraisa. It's because there's a cheskas iser. Iser yavam lashuk. And therefore the chazak of the rab is not going to be effective. Hashem came when it comes to miyun, why are we samech on the chazak of the rabbi? Because there's no chazak against it. Adarab. The chazak is that she hasn't done miyun. Ibazoi, leinin ksivastam, even though it's midai raisa, nevertheless, since there is no cheskas iser, we could be samech on the chazak of the rabbi, not like the Magen Avram. Because by ksivastam, it's not like chalitza. Chalitza, we have cheskas iser going against us. But by Ksiva Stam we don't. V'loimar digam bebirchas hamazon v'kiddush shebala hotzi acherim shehayu b'cheskas chiyuv kevan dinischayvu b'vadai v'hochen nami b'tfilin dinischayv laniach tfilin u'b'safik im yotzi b'tfilin elu shekosfim zehakotan havi kamo cheskas chiyuv neged chazaka de ravo kamo bechalitza im ken gam betfila de rabbanon leboy bedika dare das harif de chalitza sktana psula rak de rabbanon ubedievid mahani belo chalitza mishetigdal mishetagdil hare muchach de gam de rabbanon lo samchinan achazaka. Says Rabbeinu Rabbi Akiva Eger that even according to his derech, that the ikar chilek is there a cheskas iser against the chazaka de rava or not? It's shver that the Rama was mechalek between birchas hamazon and tefila. Because be'emes, we can make the following chakira. Are tefila and birchas hamazon included in the cheskas iser or not? So we could say that if a person has a cheskas chiyuv to daven, or to bench, or to be yotzei de kiddush b'shabbos, or to wear kosher tefillin, this cheskas chiyuv is included in a cheskas iser, and therefore the chazaka de rava is not going to help against this cheskas chiyuv. Or maybe no. Maybe dafka keneged cheskas iser mamish ki yavam l'shuk, their chazaka de rava is not going to be effective. Aval betfilu birchas hamazon betfilin, but there's no cheskas iser mamish, the chazaka de rava will be effective. Okay, those are the two tzadim. But on kolpanim shneim, both of them, both tefillah and benching, are in the same category. That if we compare cheskas chiyuv to cheskas iser, both tefillah and birkas hamazon are going to be similar to chalitza, and chazaka derab is not going to be effective. And if cheskas chiyuv is not similar to cheskas iser, if so, we can't compare tefillah and birkas hamazon to chalitza, where there's a cheskas iser yavam l'shuk. And both of them, we should be somech, both tefillah and birkas hamazon, we should be somech hachazaka derava. So then, kim tefor the shayla, according to Rabbi Kiveger's Mahalach, how is the Ramah mechalek between tefillah, where we're somech on the chazaka derava, and birkas hamazon, where we're not somech on the chazaka derava? That's why he says, v'loimer degam bebirkas hamazon v'kiddush, to say that even in Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush, where he's coming to be motzi others that were Becheskes Chiyuv, since they're Bevadai Mischayev, V'alchinami b'tfilin din eschayev laniach tfilin. And so too, tfilin is a Cheskes Chiyuv that he has to wear tfilin, or b'safik im yotzi b'tfilin eil. There's a safik if he's yotzi with these tfilin. Shekasvim zeh akut na this cut and rub. Havikimo Cheskes Chiyuv neged Chazak Adorav komo Chalitza, it's a Cheskes Chiyuv against the Chazak Adorav. Just like Chalitza. So they're all categorized with chalitza, benching, and kiddush, and ken gan tefillah d'rabban l'boy b'dika. Then by tefillah, by tefillah d'rabban, we should also require b'dika, because there also there's a cheskas chiyuv. So it must therefore be that the Ramah didn't learn like Rabbi Kiveger. And therefore he learned like the Magen Avram, that the Eger Chilik is between the Arais and the Rabbanon. That's the Chilik between Miun and Chalitza. That if it's the Araisa, Chazaka Darab is ineffective, it's the Rabbanon it is, and therefore he was Mechalik between Tefillah and Benching. However, Rabbeinu is Meir al Darko Shel HaMagen Avram. He comments on the Mahalach of the Magen Avram that his whole derech is only Shayach according to Tosfos, who hold that Chalitza's Ktana is Psula Midoraisa. So therefore, by Chalitza we're dealing with the Din Doraisa, that you have to that you check her out because midaraisa her chalitza's puzzle out ktana. But ladas harif, so it was shita sarambam, ladas habeishmuel, that chalitza's ktana is only puzzle midrabanon, and b'diavad it's effective. So it must be that this is not the chiluk between chalitza and miyun, because they're both dirabanon. Chalitza's ktana is only pasul midrabanan, and miyun is only a din derabanan. So what's the chiluk then? The whole chiluk that the Magen Avram is making between d'orais and derabanan is only if you hold that the chalitza of a gadol of a ktana is no good d'oraisa, but if you hold that a chalitza of ktana is good d'oraisa, and the chiluk can no longer be between d'orais and the rabbanon, because a chalitza v'ktana is kosher d'oraisa, and yet we're not somechan chazaka d'rab, it's only pasul d'rabbanon. And in the same way, miyun is only a din d'rabbanon, and there we are somechan the chazaka d'rab. So what's the difference? And that's what he writes at the end of the shtickle that we read. Deraidas harif de chalitzas ktana psula rak midirat derabanan. Would you have the mahani below chalitzas mishatagdil? Vayein bebe shmuel de gam das harambam ken. So we see that the riff holds, this is all only good according to Tosfos, but the riff holds that you could do chalitza al ktana. So even midirabbanan, even in a dirabbanan dika case like chalitza, where it's only a psul dirabbanan to do it al tzktana, you need bedika. Therefore, Ladas Harifa Rambam writes Rabbeinu that we have to say a different derech than the Magen Avram. You can explain in the Gemara Nida to be mechalek between chalitz and miyun. So the chilek cannot be according to the Rambam and the Rif Daraisa versus Derabbanan, because they're both Derabbanan. So maybe they would explain the chilek as we explained it. That what? That by chalitza, where the cheskas isri yavam ala shuk, we're not so mechan chazaka to Rav Moshe, can be miun. That we say you don't need a bedika, and we're so mechan chazaka to Rav. That's only because it's not against the chazaka. The other rabbis chazak shalomiana, and the chazaka is with the fact that she didn't do miun. So now also she reached 12, you assume no longer she can do miyun. And therefore normally b'dor raisa, if there's no cheska sister, we can be samecha chazaka d'rava. Not like the Magen Avram. But like we said, the Ramah is like the Magen Avram, because he's mechalik between benching and tefillah. So it must be he's going with Tosus that Chalitza Tanas Petzula Midaraisa, and the Chilik and the Gemara is between Daraisa and Rabbanan. So we're skipping a few words in the Tshuva. We're continuing. Ulam Yesh Lomar Masha Pasak HaRamah. The tefillah in tzarech bedika, haynu the pasuk kishitas tosfos, v'siatam the chalitzas ketana psula midaraisa. Right, that the Ramah paskin that for tefillah we don't require bedika, because he paskin like the sheet of tosfos that chalitzas ketana is psula daraisa. You're not somech on chazaka derabba because it's daraisa, but if it's only the rabbanan, you are somech. And therefore tefillah, which is only derabbanan, and you are somech and chazaka derabba, doesn't require bedika. Aval laharif v'harambam, but according to the Rif and the Rambam, that chalitza ketana is psula rak midrabbanan, nir shlomer debemis namon mizeh letefillah deboi bedika. The letefillah deboi bedika, but if you learn like the Rif and the Rambam, that chalitza ketana is psula, only midrabbanan, so why do you require a bedika? Because it's against the cheskas iser. So maybe we would learn from this tefillah, which also requires bedika. Why does it require a bedika? Because it's a cheskas chiyuv, which we're comparing to cheskas iser. Bofen deyesh lekayim tefillin v'chadomi alfinu mechalitza, the mikri gam kein cheskas chiyuv. If so, l'ksivas tefillin, the din will be the same way. We're not going to be somech on the chazaka d'rava because it's keneged the cheskas chiyuv of tefillin to put on kosher tefillin. You have a cheskas chiyuv to put on kosher tefillin, and this person's a katan. So he needs to make sure that the tefillin's kosher. You need to do a bedika, and this is like chalitza, where there's a cheskas chiyuv going against you. By chalitza, there's a cheskas iser going against you. You need bedika. Here by tefillin, there's a cheskas chiyuv going against you, because he is a cheskas chiyuv to wear kosher tefillin, and then the person writing the tefillin, you don't know if he's a gadol or not. So he needs bedika. It's like we said, according to this Mahalach, l'fi the derech of the Rif, as Rabbeinu explained the Rif, so you need the chilek is going to be between cheskas chiyuv and cheskas iser, and not cheskas chiyuv and not cheskas iser. When there's a cheskas chiyuv and a cheskas iser, you need bedika. When there's no cheskas chiyuv and cheskas iser, you don't need bedika. So by tefillin, when there's a cheskas chiyuv, you need bedika. Gam yesh lomar behifuch, the tefillin v'chai gavna lo mikri cheskas chiyuv, or maybe. You can say the opposite, that tefillin, in similar cases, are not considered a cheskes chiyuv. Ela demikol makom, lemeidin osen mechalitza. You still learn from chalitza. The leshitas harif, the chalitza's ketana, dirabanan. The muchach, the chazaka derabba lo alimta kolkach, di lo tema hachi, nuki chazaka derabba neged cheskes chiyuvam alashuk, v'habalei sveka derabanan ulekula. Even if we say, like the other side, that a cheskes chiyuv of tefillin is not considered a cheskes iser, we can still say another reason why, according to the Rif, a chazaka derava would not be effective for ksivas tefillin. Because l'chora, we have a question according to the Rif that chalitzas ktana is pasal only derabanan. If that's true, that chalitzas ktana is pasal only derabanan, why do we say in the Gemara that the chazak of Rava is not effective for chalitza? And the Rif would say the reason would be because it's neged cheskes iser, right? Chalitza is keneged cheskes iser, she is an iser yavam lashuk, and we mainly need to do bedika to make sure that she's a gedola and she can do chalitza. However, still it's chazaka keneged chazaka, because the chazaka de Rava, what's the chazaka de Rava? That the person, that she's a gedola, is keneged the cheskes iser. She has a cheskes iser that she's a sura l'shuk, and then she has a chazaka de Rava that she's a gedola and she can do chalitza. So chazaka neged chazaka, and therefore it should be a safek. And if so, according to the Rif, it should be suffik derabanan ulekula. According to the Rif, you should come on to a suffik derabanan lekula here. Why is it suffik derabanan ulekula? Because according to the Rif, the whole word of chalitza, of doing chalitza as a gedola, not as a ketana, is only a derabanan word. It's not a daraisa word. Daraisa, even the chalitza of a ketana is beseder. We just don't want her to be a ketana with derabanan. We're in the realm of derabanan. Anachnu b'mishor shel derabanan. So, since we have a chazaka versus a chazaka derava that she is a gedola, and a cheska sister of chalitza that she's a sura l'shuk, and not a gedola, not that her chalitza will be no good. So we have chazaka against chazaka. In the realm of derabanan, sveka derabanan lekula. So if that's the case, then why does the Gemara say that for chalitza you need bedika? Sveka derabanan lekula. So that's what he writes. The leshitas harif, that according to the sheet of the Rif, that chalitz is ketana, is the rabbanon, it's muchach, the chazaka de rabba lo alim to kol kach, that the chazaka de rabba is not so stark, it's not so strong. Diloy say machi, because if you don't say this, and if you say the chazaka de rabba is so strong, nuki chazaka de rabba neged cheskes yavam alashuk. Why don't we have chazaka versus chazaka, v'havalei sveka de rabbanon ulekula? And then you have a suffix derabanan and lekula, chazaka against chazaka. We're in the realm of derabanan, you go lekula. V'kevan demuchach da'lo have chazaka me'alya. Since it's muchach, that it's not a good chazaka, it's not such a strong chazaka. Chazaka derav is lo alima kolkach, it's not so stark, it's not so strong. Memela b'da'iraisa b'tfilin v'chadoymeh. After leka cheskas iser, mikol mokom have a suffik d'oraisa. Aval b'tfila d'rabbanon mekilin. D'rak b'chalitzas ketana kevin ave cheskas iser yavam l'shuk. D'chazaka d'rabba lo olim kol kach l'tchos cheskas iser machmirin. Akopanim sifse amagen Avram baru milela delatfilin lo samchinin achazaka derava. Meaning that we have to say that the chazak of Rav is not so strong, and if so, since it's muchach that it's not such a strong chazaka, and therefore you need bedika by this girl doing chalitza, so we can say that when it comes to a daraisa like tefillin and birchas hamazon, this chazaka is not going to help because it's not such a strong chazaka, and it's only going to be effective for the rabbanans. And if so, even according to the sheet of the Rif, we can be mechalek between tefillin and birchas hamazon because there are two chilukim. Number one, there's a chiluk between daraisa and the rabbanon, that the chazaka derab isn't so strong, lenyan suffik daraisa. And number two, that the chazaka derab isn't so strong, even lenyan suffik derabanan, when it's against chesed iser, like chalitzas ketana according to the Rif. So according to this, for Enfert, the shitas hamagen Avram, even lefi shitas harif, gevaldik. Because what did the magen Avram want to do? The magen Avram wanted to be mechalek between tefillah and birchas hamazon, and say by the birchas hamazon you can't be samech and chazaka derava, and by tefillah you can be samech and chazaka derava. Why? Because we go back to our chiluk of Dirabanan and Doraisa. That in Doraisa cases, it's not so strong. And therefore, by Birkas HaMazon, you're not Samechan Chazaka Dirabah. But by Tefillah, you could be. Because Tefillah is only Dirabanan. And not only that, even Legabi Chazaka Dirabanan, it's not so strong when it's against the Cheska Sisser. Like by Chalitza. By Chalitza's Ketan according to the Rif. So even there it's Shvach. Even there it wouldn't work. And it's only by something like Tefillah, where there's no Cheskas Isser, assuming that the Cheskas Chiv doesn't have the same status as Cheskas Isser, there you could be Mekel. Akopanim Sifse Amagen Avram Baru Milela. It's very clear that when it comes to tefillin, the Ragan of Ram holds, you are not somech on the chazaka of Rava. So sweet friends, I have some good news, Baruch Hashem, and that is that we have a lot more to do in this tshuva, and a lot of material to cover. And Yirtzeh Hashem, God should just give us the koach and the simchas chayim and everything we need in order to learn this, financial means. And we should be zelche, lilmodu lelamid lishma belasos, to complete this tshuva, and many, many others that we'd like very much to learn berabim. Okay, so hopefully we'll pick up next time. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.